Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information. It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Hey, it's a show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems. I'm your co-host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, along with co-host Dr. Chris Demzar.
Yeah, so happy to be here today, guys.
Very excited for today. We are continuing our conversation on thyroid dysfunction. And you know, I think there's an important reason that we talk about this. Did you know, recently, thyroid medications became the number one most prescribed drug in the United States? I think it's insane.
Yep, over heart medication or diabetes medication.
Crestor, statins, etc.
Yep. Cholesterol medications.
Antidepressants. Wow. So like what this tells me is that we have a plethora of listeners. We have a plethora of people who are struggling with the symptomatology of a low inactive thyroid. You know, tiredness, fatigue, weight gain, weight loss resistance. You know, it even goes into things like constipation, so dry skin, hair, you know, thinning, etc. Here's some crazy ones, right? Did you know that sleep apnea is sometimes connected to a thyroid issue?
Absolutely.
And, you know, this kind of hoarseness of the throat, you know, this chronic sort of like subtle cough. Some people think, it's allergies. It's just post-nasal drip. Hey, it could be your thyroid.
Right.
And then we dive into the classic ones that most people think of. If you're saying it's hot in here and I'm saying it's cold in here, that could be my thyroid, right?
Yep.
So the challenge becomes, if it's the number one most prescribed drug in the United States, I think Big Pharma is going to try to cash in on this perpetual sort of subscription basis and never really teach you why you're having this thyroid condition and what you can do about it. And I know we've talked about this before. In the research, they show 90% of people that are diagnosed hypothyroid taking a medication actually have our topic of the day, which is an autoimmune condition known as Hashimoto's thyroiditis, where the body has become confused, so they say, we'll talk about that, and is attacking either the thyroid tissue or the thyroid hormones, thus being the reason for the deficit in the thyroid functionality.
Yeah, exactly. So not only is the thyroid not producing the hormones that it's supposed to, but you've got this antibody storm that is coursing through your body, and it is obviously start to affect the thyroid. And what's interesting and not surprising is that if you just let that go, the antibodies aren't going to be just specific to your thyroid, but they'll start to develop and start to attack other organ systems in your body as well. I know that's something we're going to talk about later on the show.
Yeah, and I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, so many people say, oh, you know, I don't have a thyroid problem. I went to my medical doctor. I got my tests. My TSH is normal. My T3 is normal, if they even run that. My T4 is normal. So I must be good to go. But as you and I have discussed, there are five different stages of this Hashimoto's condition. And if you're in stage one, which is, you know, everything's looking good, and even if they did run the antibody test, it would be normal, that can still lead to a pre-diagnostic condition.
Yeah.
Stage two is when, again, your thyroid looks good medically. TSH is healthy, T4 is normal, T3 is normal. But if you were to go deep enough and actually run the correct test and measure the antibodies against your thyroid gland and the thyroid hormone, they'd be positive right there.
Right.
And here's the conundrum.
Yeah, isn't that interesting too, that if you have a thyroid problem, you will produce the antibodies before your thyroid hormone levels or the precursor, the TSH, which comes from the brain, starts to fluctuate and change to become abnormal. So if your medical doctor is not testing you for these specific antibodies, you are going to miss being in stage two, which means what? You have to go on to stage three. And if you're not catching this till stage three or beyond that, then that's a huge problem.
Well, and here's the challenge. Even stage three, most people don't even catch it technically because you're still normal for T3 and T4. There'll be a subtle rise in TSH, but not enough typically for a classic medical physician to say, okay, problem. Because to them, they'll say, well, your thyroid hormones look good. The TSH, yeah, maybe it's a little high. They're not checking the antibodies typically, so they're not going to see that.
Right.
And they'll say stage three is watch and wait, okay? You might have symptoms. You know, you might be cold intolerant and weight loss resistant and having, you know, fatigue. Your hair's thinning and you're going, isn't it my thyroid? And the doctors are going, you know, it's not enough of a diagnostic condition for us to say yes.
Right. And what's wild too is these are symptoms that you may have been having for the last 3 months, up to a year potentially, maybe even longer. So you've been dealing with this for quite some time and you've progressed from stage one to stage two. You're now in stage three. And like you were saying, Dr. Ernst, it's pretty wild that even though you've had these antibodies for months now, your thyroid levels are maybe starting to fluctuate. The medical doctor still doesn't want to commit to the fact that you've got this thyroid condition.
And usually it's because they have to see elevated TSH and low T4. Yep. And here's what's crazy, guys. That's stage four, technically. So if you're looking at your thyroid functionally, you go through stage one, stage two, stage three, you enter into stage four before they're even going to acknowledge, okay, now we should prescribe. We should give a medication to try to elevate the T4 and balance out the TSH. But typically, again, they're still missing the antibodies. So what Hashimoto's is simply a name defined to the subtype, which is technically the most common type,
right,
of why.
The main type.
Why are the thyroid antibodies dropping down? You know, we work with a lot of thyroid patients. Most of them are frustrated because they'll say, I've been taking my medication for 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Yeah, it helped my numbers to look great, but I'm still feeling the effect. I'm still tired. I can't sleep. My hair's thinning out. My skin's getting dry and crackly. I'm gaining weight despite doing the exercise and everything right. So if I'm speaking to someone like you and you're going, gosh, you know, like, I wonder if this is me. Well, okay, I had my TSH and T4 tested and it's normal. Okay, well, that just tells us you're in the zone of between stage two to stage three. So how do you find out if you have an autoimmune Hashimoto's? You have to get the right tests.
Yeah.
And you got to work with someone functionally. So we've got a couple options for you guys. Listen, okay, number one, we wrote a book called Thyroid Heal Thyself. It's a natural ebook that defines all the underlying root causes, including what's creating the Hashimoto's. We're also offering an instant free access to our Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. Like, you text your name and your email and the word thyroid, you're going to get a response from my clinical team. Here's a link to the masterclass. You can watch it and learn all the steps you need to resolve a underlying thyroid condition. You're going to get the ebook for free, and it's going to help to set you free because now there's an answer as to where your health issues have been coming from. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You'll get the instant access to the masterclass. You'll get the ebook. And I promise you, you're going to even get some follow-ups from us to say, hey, are you ready to take the next step and become your own doctor and heal this thyroid condition yourself?
Yeah.
So I want to talk about this, okay? Because the challenge here is, what happens when we even go to an MD and we get diagnosed and we become like a hypothyroid patient,
right,
and we're taking this medication for 5 or 10 or 15 years, what's the risk for not addressing the underlying root cause and just medicating symptoms?
Yeah, well, exactly. You're missing the whole boat technically, right? You've tried to get on one ship and you've fallen off the cruise ship and now you're on this little boat on the side of it taking this medication going nowhere, right? And you can't catch up to the cruise ship, which is this massive antibody response that just keeps brewing and growing and getting larger and larger and larger. And this is where we get to stage five of Hashimoto's, or having this autoantibody thyroid condition, where now it's not even contained to just the thyroid, but you may start to develop a whole new set of symptoms because you have now progressed to having a new set of antibodies that are leading to a new autoimmune condition. So this could be something like autoimmune IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, right? That's your Crohn's and your ulcerative colitis. It could be something like Sjogren's disease, another autoimmune condition.
Yeah.
Lupus. So these are some of the skin autoimmune conditions that you may be more familiar with. But again, what is the root of all of this? Comes back to the fact that there's this antibody storm that your body can't control, But hey, at least your thyroid numbers look good. Am I right?
If being medicated. Yeah,
exactly.
And you know, here's the crazy thing. Because your thyroid hormone regulates your energy and your metabolism, we also tend to find people that have high blood pressure will test with the right kinds of tests and get positivity against thyroid antibodies. Right. Or if they have elevated cholesterol, or if they have type 2 diabetes, because we've discussed this in previous shows, there's even new evidence suggesting type 2 diabetes is technically an autoimmune condition where the body starts to develop antibodies against the receptors for insulin. So I think an important thing to be would say, what and where do antibodies come from? And what is it that creates the idea that the body would attack a specific tissue? And this is where it gets really deep, guys, because I want you to understand an antibody is a protein molecule that's produced in a response to either an infection. So like if I have an exposure to a virus, yep. When the virus comes in, my body's going to be aware of it. It starts to digest it down in the white blood cells. They present these small antigens and your immune system will say, okay, I'm going to program these proteins called antibodies that will land on any future infection so that we can tag it to be safely eliminated. So here comes the challenge. How do we get antibodies then against ourself and like our tissues, like our thyroid hormones and things to this effect?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And what it comes down to is when there are foreign particulate, foreign pieces of whatever in our bodies, this is where we can get into the heavy metal toxin conversation, right? That will get tagged when, so you have this heavy metal in your body. Your body struggles to eliminate that. But your body also knows that's not a normal thing that should be inside of you.
Correct.
So over a period of time, once it goes from, yeah, it's been in there a week or so, to now it's in there months or years, and you may have heard about there's these forever plastics, these forever chemicals that's being put out there on social media. You got to watch out for these forever chemicals. You've got to get rid of them. Otherwise, they're literally in you forever.
You're talking about things like phthalates and yes. dioxins
yes,
and
PFASs.
PFOAs.
Exactly. Exactly. And so when those things have been in you for such a long period of time, well, your body has to make a decision, either just leave it, which our body just can't do, or do something to try to eliminate it. And it will make that choice every single time. It's the way that God has designed us, where just like you were talking about, the immune system will tag the yeah. infection so that it can be safely eliminated by an antibody. Well, our bodies will tag this heavy metal. It will tag whatever this foreign object is and will look to eliminate it, thus creating this antibody storm. Now, the problem is the antibody going to be able to eliminate this heavy metal? No. But what your body will go is, well, hey, this heavy metal or this foreign object, it's surrounding the thyroid. It seems to interact with the thyroid. So maybe the thyroid's the problem.
Yeah.
And now your body's making antibodies against its own thyroid, against its own healthy tissue, thinking that your thyroid is really the problem when it's not.
And what we tend to find is the toxins you're talking about is they're typically fat soluble.
Yeah.
So they get attracted to the tissue. The thyroid is basically a fatty tissue organ sitting in your neck, right below your Adam's apple. We know that mercury is heavily involved with it. We know aluminum is heavily involved with it. So what we're trying to tell you guys is this, there's always an underlying root cause. Even if you're like, hey, I've been diagnosed with Hashimoto's. I know there's antibodies present. It's like, okay, good that you found that out. Now, where are the antibodies coming from? And we typically see it's because, again, toxins, heavy metals. There's usually a gut leak involved because here's where the leakage of the foreign proteins and the products yep. are coming from. And there's always neurological involvement because if the tissue is struggling to be healthy in the first place by losing nerve connection, then we start to see an attack taking place.
Exactly. And I'm really glad you brought up the gut leak piece too, because I see the gut leak as two parts. You talked about the gut leak to the actual proteins where they're leaving the intestine, they're getting into the body, and then that could lead to the obvious tagging yes. and autoimmune response. But something that just has become also common in so many, almost every single, especially in America, we all are dealing with some level of inflammation in our body yeah. and we don't even realize it. And I'm not talking about inflammation that comes and goes because of an injury or whatnot. I'm talking about the inflammation that is chronically there. Just like we talked about a heavy metal that's been there for potentially years, inflammation that you have underneath your skin, coursing through your veins, that's been there for maybe a year, maybe a few months only, but it shouldn't have been there that long in the first place. But because your body thinks, because of whatever's happening, we need to have this inflammation, and inflammation can be deemed part of the immune system. We need inflammation to help us heal when we've been damaged. But once that healing process takes place, guess what? The inflammation should go down or go away completely until it's needed again, right? It's a normal bodily process. So when that same inflammation is hanging out there for weeks, months, and years on end, well, at some point, just like I was talking about earlier, the body, 100% of the time, your body will decide to say, we've got to do something different. It'll try to tag the inflammation. It'll try to create an antibody against wherever the inflammation. So if that inflammation is surrounding the thyroid tissue, your body's not going to attack the inflammation, but it'll attack the thyroid.
Yeah.
Same thing ends up being true with the gut. And that's how we get Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Same thing can be true with any other organ, with kidney and adrenal and pancreas and liver. We can go down the rabbit hole of every single organ system that long term can be influenced from this chronic inflammation and then ultimately attacked by your own immune system.
So if you're looking for a way to reduce your inflammation, decrease your toxicity, boost your thyroid functionality, and really start to get an effect in your health, your energy back, your hair growing back, your weight coming down, etc., why don't you text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You'll get free access to our Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook, which has the common causes. It has the nutrients and the diet, the anti-inflammatory approach in the ebook. But more importantly, instantly you're going to get access to a thyroid masterclass that we've hosted. So it's a step-by-step guide. It shows you the top three causes of where the antibodies are coming from, the things you can do on your own to reduce them and eliminate them, but most importantly, what kind of tests do you need to have to identify the underlying root cause? Because sadly, your MD is typically missing the mark just by looking at the superficial TSH T4. So I don't want you to think that you're going like, oh, you know, I had my annual physical, my thyroid is fine, I guess I'm in the clear. Hey, that could be stage one, stage two, even stage three. Yep. And the only way to find out is to get the proper testing. So again, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. You get the ebook for free. You get the instant access to our thyroid masterclass for free. And I promise you, we've seen hundreds of patients reduce their medications, improve their symptomatology, have drastic changes in their health when you get to the underlying root cause.
Definitely.
Yeah. So let's talk about some ways people can naturally decrease their inflammation. They can calm down this thyroid autoimmunity. And I think it stems from the fact of recognizing, I'd probably say 80% of our inflammation is coming from the foods we eat and the things we expose ourselves to.
Well, I think you just brought up a really good point, and maybe you can give a little bit more clarity to everybody listening, because there's a difference between you've got inflammation and that may be leading to maybe stage one, two, three. And then as you calm down the inflammation, the symptomatology of your thyroid will go away, and then the antibodies will choose to calm down. Versus you're beyond like stage five, where you have this full-blown immune attack. You've had it for so long. It's great to be able to shut down the sources of the inflammation, but is that going to magically just eliminate the immune response as well?
Yeah, so I mean, if you're all the way into a stage five, which is where you have other diagnostic conditions, so like blood pressure's elevated, there's another autoimmunity, et cetera, removing the inflammation is kind of like a natural version of decreasing symptomatology. The only way to truly solve a stage five is you have to almost kind of peel the onion layers back and start saying, okay, we have to decrease the global autoimmunity, which comes from sealing the gut, removing your toxins, clearing your nervous system, and giving your body the time that it takes.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it like this, it takes sometimes 15 to 20 years for someone to get to stage five.
Right.
So to go from five to four might take a year, and then from four to three, maybe a year. And then as your labs are now starting to look better, you thinking, oh my gosh, I'm completely healed, but still another 6 months to a year to get it to where you've shown proof and evidence of remission by decreasing antibody scores, not just against the thyroid, but against all other types of autoimmune conditions.
Exactly, exactly.
And this is where it stems down to, though, like we have to recognize if inflammation is a number one source, what are some things we can do right now to start decreasing our inflammation? And it's removing the top inflammatory foods. And we talk about it in every single show we do, because it's so profound. Gluten and grains are a main inflammatory agent. Not only that, they've shown research that these protein molecules found in wheat and rice and oats and even corn sometimes, the gluten-like molecules, physically cause inflammation, irritation to the intestines, which creates the permeability issue, the leak. And then over time, now we start to build the antibody response.
Exactly. And what makes it even worse, especially here in America, is the fact that there's so many pesticides and herbicides, glyphosate, that is used to help control the growth of a lot of these grain products, that's only going to accelerate the degeneration in the gut lining and make it easier for these proteins to get inside those walls and then wreak havoc on your body.
And again, the challenge is I can pretty much guarantee you most people have never been tested to see how much glyphosate do they have in their body.
Right.
How much of a gut leak do they have in their body? So what's the joy in downloading the Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook? Well, the tests that show you how to find out how much glyphosate you have are in here. To find out how many heavy metals you have are in here. To find out what your nervous system is doing in here. And this is the key to unlocking thyroid health. So take a moment and text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Not only are we giving away the free Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook, but you get instant access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Masterclass. It's an event that is me taking you through step by step, how to identify your underlying root causes.
Yeah.
What are the three main reasons why there's thyroid dysfunction? The tests that you need to get to be able to do them, and then steps on how to take an action plan to becoming your own doctor and healing it yourself. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094, and you'll get instant access to the class.
Love it.
Yeah. So we need to do a couple things. One, we need to continue the conversation on what is more of a natural approach. Number two, we have to talk about if it is a gut-related issue where the antibodies are being produced in the intestines, how do we seal and heal the gut?
Yep.
And then number three, there are natural alternatives that you can use to sort of improve thyroid conversion, the production of your hormones, and even a top secret nutrient that will diminish and decrease the antibody response if used properly. And it actually works so well that I believe, if I remember right, in the study, a 40% reduction in antibodies was shown when you incorporate this one nutrient, not just into your diet, but you start taking it. I mean, can you imagine? One nutrient, 40% drop in antibodies. And as your antibodies come down, the productivity of the thyroid starts to increase, and what you see is better conversion, better hormone process, more energy, weight loss, thickness to your hair, energy bouncing back, vitality coming back, and that's what everybody's looking for, but yet your medication can't do that.
Exactly. Yeah, that's pretty powerful right there.
Huge.
And it's wild that it's coming from one of the most basic, I don't want to give it away, but one of the most basic antioxidants that exist. It's something that we should be taking every single day from the foods that we eat. But if your thyroid is struggling with this Hashimoto's attack, clearly you're not getting nearly enough of this one ingredient, one nutrient.
So hopefully that's a tease enough to make you say, I'm sticking around during all the commercials that are coming up. But take a moment right now and text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. The secret nutrient, of course, is in the ebook. The foods that are loaded with it is in the ebook. The testing that shows you if you have Hashimoto's and how to identify the root cause and what to do is in the ebook. And then don't forget, right now you get instant access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Masterclass. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. And we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
See you guys soon.
Thanks.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. I'm your co-host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, along with co-host Dr. Chris Demzar.
So happy to be here today.
Excited to be here, and we're having a conversation about what I believe to be one of the most overlooked causes of why we are struggling with our energy, struggling with our weight loss, having our hair fall out, having our brains feel like they're becoming aged and foggy and forgetful. And it's this condition known as Hashimoto's thyroid, autoimmune thyroid, or hypothyroid.
Yep.
But yet I know what you're thinking, like, oh, no, it's not me. I've been to my doctor, my TSH is normal, my thyroid tests are good. Even though I have those symptoms, it's got to be something else because my doctor said my thyroid is working. And we discussed this at the top of the hour. Hey, you can go all the way to stage 3 autoimmune thyroid and still have normal tests.
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
Which is just absolutely insane. Like, I still can't believe here we are 2023 and our conventional healthcare system has not adopted the idea that the research says 90% of hypothyroid patients, people with symptomatology, have this underlying autoimmunity and are not being tested for it.
Exactly. And you know what's wild too is, so we test for two of the most specific and most prominent, the two antibodies that we know are going to show up if you have an autoimmune attack against your thyroid.
Yeah.
And what's wild too is that's just two of what could be many, tens or hundreds, because there's so many different processes and proteins and pieces to your thyroid, right? It's not just a one or two step process. So there could be antibodies against any different one of those processes, but we know most likely that there will be two that are going to show up, and those are the two that we need to test for.
Yeah, so it's a thyroid peroxidase antibody, which it gets a little technological and a little techy when we talk about it, but peroxidase is an enzyme that takes iodine and attaches it to a protein. And of course, T4 has four iodines. So I want you to think of it as like the enzyme is what's building the thyroid hormone. Yep. So if we attack the enzyme and we destroy it, you can't build the thyroid hormone, even though there's plenty of iodine and proteins
right,
and everything
hanging out
else.
Right there in the thyroid.
So that's one version of having an antibody. Number two is the thyroglobulin antibody. So now it's the protein backbone. So hey, the enzyme's working perfectly, and we're attaching, and here comes the thyroid hormone, and then all of a sudden, boom, the body attacks the backbone protein and breaks the hormone down. In both instances, you would have low T4.
Yes.
Which is going to elevate TSH and is going to, by the time you get to stage four, start having a medical doctor say, uh-oh, you've got thyroid hypothyroidism. We need to medicate this. And here's where it gets even crazier. If you have an underlying thyroid autoimmunity and you start giving yourself T4 and you have antibodies against the T4, you're going to technically start to attack the hormone itself that you're taking,
right?
Which is why some people struggle to get their TSH to normalize out, because they're swallowing a synthetic version of T4. The body has antibodies against T4. That thing gets attacked, and then the labs don't improve. And so the doctors go, well, we're going to have to just give you more.
Yeah, that's a really, really good call, doctor. And so if you've been taking thyroid medication so that you can boost your T4 levels for more than a couple of years, and at first it seemed like, oh, okay, your levels started to normalize, but you've noticed that they've started to trickle on the downward trend again, and you're going, I don't know why, and your medical doctor's not sure why that would be happening either, and they want to increase the dosage of medication, well, before you let them do that, test your if you have antibodies. Because if you, like you said, if you have antibodies present against your own T4, why wouldn't at some point your body learn how to identify and attack the synthetic T4 that's being given to you by a medication?
And again, we see this probably 50-60% of the time with people that come in and in their health history, taking a thyroid medication for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, symptoms are coming back. It's our first clue to be like, oh, you know what? This is probably the Hashimoto's autoimmune.
Autoimmune. Yeah, there's an autoimmune component.
And then when we test it, again, you know, like 9 out of 10 times, it comes back positive.
Yeah.
And here's the crazy thing. Taking more medications is not going to solve this issue. You have to go deep to the underlying root. We talked about how antibodies are produced by your immune system. 80% or so of your immunity lives in your intestines. And what the current research is suggesting is an inflamed gut or an increased intestinal permeability, aka a leaky gut, is the reason for this hyper spike in autoimmune antibodies.
Yeah.
And it usually doesn't just go after your thyroid, it goes after other tissues. So there can be arthritis, which is why there's joint pain. It can be your brain, which is why there's brain fog. It can be other receptors for hormones, which is why we see insulin changes and diabetes show up. Mm-hmm. Even high cholesterol and blood pressure can be interconnected. So what are some things we can do to start calming our gut down and begin to sort of seal it and let it heal?
Yeah, and I know we talked about this before we had to cut to a commercial break, but start by eliminating what is going to lead to a gut leak. We talked about if you can lower inflammation, you can lower the antibody response over time. And if you haven't gotten to, or if you haven't progressed to one of the later stages, you can do this quite quickly.
Yeah.
You'll actually see a lot more success, a reduction in your symptoms, whatever that may be, for your low thyroid functionality very quickly if you simply shut down the inflammation. So we started by talking about, well, don't just eliminate gluten, but eliminate all grains. So many grains here are genetically modified, especially in the States. They are laden with pesticides and glyphosate that is used to help them grow what looks like successfully, but what the glyphosate and the pesticides are keeping away from the plant, they are also going to do a really good job of keeping away inside of our body. What I mean by keep away, I mean destroy certain parts of our body, so specifically the intestinal lining, and they will lead to that gut leak, that opening of the gut lining to allow more inflammatory things inside of our body that should never be there.
And so not only has glyphosate been connected to creating the gut leak, Mm-hmm. But there's even research showing that it increases the excretion of your thyroid hormones directly in your urine.
Wow.
So the more glyphosate you're exposed to, the more you urinate out your healthy hormones, the more it irritates the gut, and the more it creates problems. Hey, look, if you're looking for a way, like line by line, itemized, we're giving them the tools and steps,
yes.
but you have all the answers for you here. Glyphosate testing, heavy metal testing, finding out where the antibodies are coming from. Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook is your secret sort of workbook to fixing your health issues, not only just pertaining to your thyroid, but for energy and fatigue and weight loss. If you text the word thyroid plus your name and email right now to 704-906-2094, we're giving the ebook away for free. Plus, you get instant access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. It's an online class that's going to show you step by step what are the three main root causes of where these conditions come from, especially the autoimmunity, how you can test for them, how you can heal them, and you can become your own doctor by implementing the steps now. Again, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Our team will send you the ebook. You'll get instant access to the masterclass, and you can become a student and eventually a doctor for yourself and heal this.
Exactly. And Dr. Ernst, I know we talk about gluten and grains a lot, but when it comes to the dairy side of things and the ability for dairy to promote inflammation in our body, why is homogenized, pasteurized dairy such a problem for people or for humans to be ingesting?
Well, it's typically because that's not what traditional milk is, okay? So when you homogenize something, you're kind of mixing it around so you can create more of a unified structure, because technically real milk would separate out into two or three different parts.
Right.
You'd have the cream, which is all the fat. You'd have the liquid, which is the water, the whey. And then you would have this sort of like protein-laden sort of mixture at the bottom.
Yeah, all the solute.
Yeah,
all
and
the
particles. They naturally fall apart. So, of course, industry has created the ability for us to say, let's water down milk. Let's add things to it, synthetic, you know, hormones and chemicals and things like that. But we have to somehow prevent it from falling apart. So they homogenize it, and then it's pasteurized, which is where, you know, they're killing the bacteria down.
Yeah, they heat it up.
So it basically becomes this highly inflammatory product that, despite all the advertising to say milk is good for your bones and milk is good for your body, it's actually an extremely heavily inflammatory food product.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to sound crazy, but when most people say, hey, I went dairy free, not only do they say things like my energy is getting better and I feel better, but you often hear stories like my sinuses have cleared up. My arthritis in my hip is going away. You know, I've lost 5 pounds, especially when you start to cut gluten back, because when you start to begin to let your body seal the intestines by yourself, as we mentioned, you don't just have antibodies against the thyroid, you have antibodies against all parts of your body sometimes, right, which leads to other conditions.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, because we've talked about before how your immune system is looking to tag something that doesn't seem normal, natural, or is foreign to your body. So the second you take normal milk and you go through this homogenization process or this pasteurization process, you've now made it not normal, not recognizable by your body. So it should make sense that A, once you consume it, it's going to be inflammatory. And B, if you continue to consume this, then it's going to create an immune response. And then no wonder we have people that are lactose intolerant. Yeah. That leads to IBS, right, which is an autoimmune condition, because their body cannot recognize and must attack the milk that it's taking in that's not natural.
So to solve this autoimmunity, number one, we have to recognize it's coming from a gut leak 99% of the time. The leak is because there's an inflammatory process going on with the intestines, which is caused by, for the most part, the foods we consume thinking that they're healthy, right? Healthy whole grains. Well, no, they're not. Dairy, which is supposed to be good for your bones and good for your immunity and, you know, makes a body strong. Nah, it actually does the opposite. And then at the same token, we have to be careful for the kinds of oils that our foods are cooked in, most specifically those things that are typically highly processed, fast foods, etc. They use a lot of sunflower oils and safflower oils, canola, corn, which are, number one, genetically modified.
Right.
But number two, by definition, the oil itself is an extremely inflammatory oil, high in omega-6, low in omega-3 and 9. And it's in essence that we are feeding ourselves what we think is healthy foods that's causing issues. And the challenge is you can't always feel the gut leak.
Right.
But instead, we see the effects of it, and it'll get tagged as some diagnostic condition. And you'll think, well, I guess, you know, I just had bad luck or I had bad genes. When in fact, it's just there was an inflamed gut that was present, there's more than likely some toxicity involved. And almost always we see neurological involvement, which is lack of the ability for your body to recognize that the damage is taking place and naturally innately heal it.
Love that. I like to talk about seed oils like this. Everything that your body takes in, it has to make two choices with it. Does it go down the rest and digest pathway, or does it go down the fight or flight pathway? When we take in seed oils, which are these highly refined oils, it forces our body to go down the fight or flight pathway, which is going to be inflammatory. When we have more of the omega-3 based or the healthy oils, the extra virgin olive oil that's uncooked, avocado oil or coconut oil that you can use for cooking, now that's going to go down the rest and digest pathway. It's not going to be inflammatory to our bodies.
Yeah. Yeah. So think about it like this, okay? At Harvard, there's a doctor. His name is Dr. Fasano. He did a study where he found that the majority of people that have been diagnosed with Hashimoto's autoimmunity had physical evidence of gut leak by tests. Mm-hmm. So what is he doing? He's creating connection and correlation. If there's a gut leak present and you have Hashimoto's autoimmunity, it's almost always a one-in-one relationship.
Exactly.
Because it is the underlying root cause.
Yes.
So when we talk about what kind of food should we focus on, okay? I mean, hopefully it makes sense. We want healthy, whole, real foods. Nuts and seeds and fruits and vegetables and clean proteins. If you want the exhaustive list of the Thyroid Heal Thyself diet, we have it for you right here in our Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. Not only do you get this, but of course it has more information about the underlying root causes, the tests, and even some of the supplements that can help to be more natural to get you to reduce and or potentially eliminate a medication for your thyroid. Text the word thyroid plus your name and your email to 704-906-2094. You're going to get the ebook for free. You're going to get access to our instant Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. It's an online class that you can take right now, and it'll teach you the top three reasons for thyroid dysfunction, the top three reasons why we're struggling to lose weight, and why our energy is decreasing, why our hair is falling out, and the steps you can take right now to start becoming your own doctor and healing not just your thyroid, but your health overall.
Exactly.
So again, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094, and you'll get instant access to that. Hey, so we teased our listeners that there is a nutrient that we can start adding to our diet and potentially even our supplements that in research has been shown to decrease the production of antibodies by 40%.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Which is
so amazing.
Like 1,000 times stronger, actually probably 1,000,000 times stronger than any medication, because they're only going to create more gut leak,
exactly,
which is going to enhance the antibody production. What is this master nutrient, and what and where can we get it from?
Yeah, so the master nutrient is selenium. Selenium is one of the most potent antioxidants that we can consume on a day-in, day-out basis. It's so important for selenium to be especially interacting with our thyroid, because it's going to help to support normal amounts of T3, which is going to be the active form that actually helps us to do things within our body, and T4, which is primarily what our thyroid gland is going to make. And now, here's the thing. Having adequate amounts of selenium is going to allow your body to regulate those levels. So if you're starting to produce an antibody response against your thyroid, well, guess what? That antibody response is going to be able to take off, and that snowball is going to get a heck of a lot bigger, a lot sooner, if you don't have adequate amounts of selenium.
Yeah.
And so a lot of you may be saying, well, where can I get this selenium from? Right. And if you know, and I just want to preface this, selenium is not just used for your thyroid. It's used for lots of other mechanisms and processes in your body. So it may be great to be able to insert selenium into your diet to not only support your thyroid, but to support other aspects of your body functioning too. And because you may have antibodies against other processes, other organs inside of your body, selenium is going to help to blunt and lower that antibody response.
That's correct.
So the absolute number one place that you want to get selenium from is going to be Brazil nuts. They have by far the highest amount of selenium per gram when you look at the actual ingredients of it. Now, if those of you are saying, yeah, but I'm nut intolerant, I have a nut allergy, or I don't know where to get those, well, you can get them at any of your health food stores, but you can also get selenium in adequate amounts from a lot of other places. Beef liver has 72% of the daily value. Sardines have 96% of your daily value that's needed. Grass-fed beef has 26%. Chicken has 19%. You can get it from brown rice, but just be careful what brown rice you have and how much of it that you're going to get it from. Brown rice tends to be higher in some of the heavy metals, specifically arsenic, so you've got to watch out for that. And then you can all, but sunflower seeds, 96% of a daily value. For those of you going, hey, didn't you just say don't have seed oils before? Yes, but guess what? Sunflower seeds aren't the seed oil. Nothing has been done to the sunflower seed to alter it from its natural state, like trying to artificially pull out the oils from the seed. And then if you're, especially if you're a seafood lover, tuna has 66% of the daily value in 100 grams of tuna.
Yeah.
And so you can see there's a lot of different opportunities to get selenium into your diet very simply to help support your thyroid.
Yeah. And I mean, think about this. So you said Brazil nuts were the highest, right?
Yeah.
3,485%.
Yeah.
So like it really only takes maybe one or two Brazil nuts on a daily basis to really boost this master antioxidant. And again, I think it's just fascinating that, you know, this has been studied and published and shown that if you incorporate more selenium into your foods, you can decrease the antibody production. But again, it's not that it's solving the problem. So again, so like, do we need this nutrient? Yes. So if your antibodies are extremely high, you can naturally start to reduce them down. But at the same token, hopefully it's because you've been incorporating a diet like this, sort of a healing diet,
yep,
that is going to be high in the nuts and seeds and the fruits and vegetables and the components that will give you the nutrients that we need for healing.
That's right. And that you just brought up a really good point because you just jogged my memory. When you brought up fruits, that means fruits from this earth, not fruits that have been altered. So many, especially, you know, working with patients here in this office, people keep asking me about different fruit-based products. And I can look on the label, I can see that it says fruit from concentrate and immediately be able to go and tell that person, throw it out.
Yeah.
Because it's from concentrate. So whatever the company has done, it's eliminated most of the fiber and most of the other nutrients from the fruit. And you've got what you're left with is basically a puddle of flavor and sugar that you're now going to consume. And your body's not meant to take in, yeah, that level of sugar from that fruit. I don't care if it's organic. I don't care if it says that it's natural and healthy. If it's from concentrate, it's not the fruit for you.
And the other thing you're going to see is if you go into the realms of the berries, they're extremely high in antioxidants.
That's true too.
Which is a natural anti-inflammatory. They have, yep, loads of phytophenols and sort of, you know, yep, I'll call them sort of just
anthocyanins
that are absolutely essential in reducing your inflammatory scores.
Definitely.
And helping your body to become more of a repair ability because they're not inflammatory. They're not super high in sugar. So we're not talking about like peaches and nectarines and, you know, apples and things of this effect. We're talking about cranberries and blueberries and strawberries and blackberries, gooseberries, mulberries, etc. Just if it has the word berry connected to it,
yep,
those are going to be the fruits we want you to focus on. Obviously, nuts and seeds, because we've talked about, you know, Brazil nuts and sunflower seeds, etc. Clean proteins, including grass-fed beef and wild-caught fish and free-range chicken. It just comes back to, like, think about what would you consume if you were alive 1,000 years ago?
Right.
Okay? Like, I don't know if you guys know this or not. The food that you see today on the grocery stores and in the aisles has really only been around for about the last maybe 75 to 100 years.
If that, yeah.
You know, so if you go back just 200 years ago, they didn't have all the access to what we have. So we are somewhat poisoning ourselves because of the convenience and because, yep, of the
all in the name of convenience.
And because, yep, of the pesticides and even the preservatives that we use. So the more you become naturally consuming foods that are in nature, the more you're going to see your body's going to thank you with the result of healing that comes from that.
Exactly. And I know one thing that you talked about at the top of the hour, Dr. Ernst, was that iodine is needed for normal thyroid function to create the normal thyroid hormone, right? There's obviously T4 has 4 iodine molecules, T3 has 3. So where can patients or where can somebody get more iodine into their diet
so
without it being,
yeah,
like Morton salt?
Yeah,
I don't know if I should have said that. But
well, you know, you can. So that's a chemically added version of a synthetic salt, but we want to get it from the natural sources of salt. So think of, like, you know, the plants that grow in the ocean, seaweeds and kelps and things to this effect. They're going to absorb a lot of the healthy salts that come from the ocean. So we get a version of salt that way, but they're extremely high in elemental iodine,
right,
which can help to not just prevent deficiencies, but it actually stimulates normal healthy thyroid functionality. So again, if you're looking for sort of the exhaustive solution to thyroid, we have it right here. Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. Text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094. Not only do you get the free ebook, but you're going to get instant access to the Ask Dr. Ernst Thyroid Heal Thyself Masterclass. It's an online event, instant. You can watch it right now. And they will show you the tests that we need to go through to find out the underlying root cause, the top 3 interferences in what creates this issue. So the autoimmunity from the gut leak, from the toxicity of heavy metals, and from the neurological interference, because one thing we're going to talk about in an up-and-coming show is how your nervous system drives all the functionality of your thyroid. And if there's a nerve that is interfered with, your thyroid becomes interfered with, and that could even be the reason why the antibodies are attacking the thyroid in the first place.
Exactly.
So remember, it's a three-stepped approach to fixing your thyroid, just like it's a three-stepped approach to fixing your diabetes, just like it's a three-stepped approach to fixing your heart or your lungs or whatever health issues you have. So take a moment right now, text the word thyroid with your name and email to 704-906-2094, and you'll get instant access to all the healing components that you need.
Yeah, and it's my hope, you know, if you've been listening to this today, whether you're in stage one or pre-stage one, you don't even know that there may be an autoimmune attack lingering or lurking in the future for you, or whether you're past stage five and you've got multiple autoimmune deficiencies, that you know that you've got the ability to heal from all of those. Yes, there may take more time, the timeline can be different, but that doesn't mean that there's not an ability for you to figure out the root cause and take some action steps today.
Right.
And so if we can leave you with that information and that opportunity, I know we've done our job in ensuring that you'll have success as you further in your life.
Be blessed. We'll see you guys next week for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Until then,
bye guys.